One Life, My Mother's Story. Written and read by Kate Grenville.
There was another school, but Nance had hardly started before Dolly told her one night that she would be going in the train tomorrow to Currabubula to stop with her Auntie Rose's family for a while. That was the way her mother was. Restless, irritable, turning from one thing to another and never saying why. Being without Frank was lonely, but Auntie Rose was kind and loving. She was more a mother to Nance than Dolly had ever been. They sat together on the back step in the sun of a morning, and Auntie Rose slipped each hank of Nance's hair through her fingers to be smoothed away into the plait. Auntie Rose was Dolly's older sister. She'd never been to school. She could write her name, but that was all. Uncle Ted didn't own any land. He was a labourer, ploughing or shearing on other people's farms. Auntie Rose worked from before dawn, when she got up to milk the cow, to last thing at night when she put the yeast bottle by the fire, ready for the next day's bread. It would still be dark outside when Nance woke up, hearing her riddling out the stove. She'd turn over, coil herself back into the bedclothes. Auntie Rose would come in and wake everyone for school later, but there'd be no rousing, no scolding. The kitchen would be warm, the fire busy in the stove, and there'd be a good smell of breakfast cooking. When they all got home from school, Auntie Rose had made the butter, fed the skim milk to the pig, worked in the vegetable garden. She mended everyone's clothes on the singer, turned sheets sides to middle, made aprons and working clothes. Made her own soap, her own boot polish, saved the feathers from the Sunday lunch chook to make pillows. She bought hardly anything. Sugar, flour, tea, that was about it. Hair ribbons. Red crepe paper to make a costume when Nance was Little Red Riding Hood at school. At the weekends, the children went cray-bobbing in the creek, played jacks in the dust, fossicked for the broken pieces of china they called chainies. Behind the pub was a good place to find them, where someone long ago must have thrown their rubbish. Nance liked the blue and white ones best. It was her great-granny Davis who'd started the pub, so the chainies had probably been her teacups and dinner plates. The school was one room with a house at the back where the teacher, Mr. Keating, lived. A playground, lumpy with tussocks of grass where they played croquet at lunchtime. Smelly privies down the back. And next door, a paddock where the children who rode into school, like little Ernie Roundcloud, tied up their ponies. In the mornings, they lined up and Mr. Keating marched them into the school with a tune on his fiddle. Every week, they had to learn some poetry off by heart. It was usually the big girls and boys he called on, but there came a day when he pointed to Nance. Luckily, she'd learned her verse, stood up in her place, and it was as if the words themselves were taking her by the hand and pulling her along. Though the mills of God grind slowly, yet they grind exceeding small. Though with patience he stands waiting, with exactness grinds he all. Good girl, Nance, Mr. Keating said. You spoke that with real understanding. One afternoon when Nance came home from school, Auntie Rose said, Pet, your mother's sent word. She'd like you back home. The words were out of Nance's mouth before she could stop them. Auntie Rose, I wish you were my mother.